Awesome. Okay, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And thank you for everybody who just said that. When you come to this call, expect to hear something. Expect to learn something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. More wherewithal and more experience. Expect something that's going to give you a better understanding of the mechanics of the business, but come expecting. And with that expectation, bring pen and paper every time. And tonight, no exception, you're going to need it, okay? Because you're going to hear from one of the best of the best of the best, okay? Now, you hear people talking on the call about being registered for ambition, and you may hear some people on the call say that they're not registered for ambition. I appreciate your honesty. I really do. But let me encourage you, if you're committed to your business, get registered for the national conference. You can go into your back office, into your power zone. You can go to events.ambitenergy.com. You know how to do it. Folks, get registered for the national event. And I promise you, sooner is better than later, okay? Go to power zone. Go to events.ambitenergy.com. Get registered for Ambition 2018, September 28th. Excuse me, August 29th through September 1st in Dallas, Texas. The information is online. It's going to be a blast. Now, many of you are already registered for some of the other events. As well, we have Ambit Power Trip already online, ready for you to register. This event is November 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're going to the Ritz Theater in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Looking forward to it. I'm already registered. Certainly going to be there, okay? You can go to ambitpowertrip.com. And get registered for this event. Again, ambitpowertrip.com. If you like the VIP registration, it is online now. Don't procrastinate. You know what happens at the end. Get registered and get it done, okay? Now, it's my honor to introduce to you our featured speaker for the evening. I always like it when he's on the call. This guy, of course, is certified to do business in the United States, Canada, and Japan. He is the Thompson Leadership Award winner. He's won the Crystal Sphere, the Ambit Choice. He's got so many awards and recognition. But when you meet him, he's one of the nicest guys you've ever met. Please welcome to the call, Tony Pro, Mr. Tony Procopio.
Hey, Bear. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm good. Excited to have you, bud.
Hey, it's great to be on the call, and really thank you for that wonderful introduction. You're obviously always one of my favorite people in Ambit Energy, just putting it out there week after week after week on these conference calls and doing this for everybody. So, Bear, I really, really appreciate that. I want to personally thank you for everything you've done for my lifetime in Ambit Energy. All right, I appreciate you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
All right, well, great. Well, hey, it's great to be here. Anytime you get a call from Brian McClure or a text from Brian McClure that says, hey, can you get on to the national call? You know, the answer has to be yes. So I'm just telling you guys right now, make it one of your lifetime goals in Ambit Energy to have Brian McClure ask you to be on a national call. It is one of the biggest honors that I've ever had in my network marketing career. And, you know, I don't take it lightly. I always prepare and want to make sure I bring value to the people that we're talking to. And, you know, I'm more excited about Ambit Energy than I've ever been. We just came off of a training that we did over the weekend with our team, and you know, it's just amazing when you get down to the nitty gritty with people of what they need to do in this business, and you find out the things that they want out of the business, and then you can how you can marry up with them what you're doing in your business and overlay it on what they're doing so that you can all achieve what you want together, and it's an exciting thing. So I'm going to talk to you tonight a little bit about follow up, and something that's near and dear to me. You know, I'm not really sure what part of the business follow-up is, but I believe it's probably about 50% of the business. And so just a little note before I get into some follow-up tips and techniques with you guys, that there's a reason, when you think about it this way, there's a reason why if two people join Ambit Energy on the same day, say 5 years ago, and those two people have the same exact backgrounds, they have the same size list of names, they've read all the same books, listened to all the conference calls, the audios, they've attended all the same trainings and events, maybe they've even worked the same exact amount of hours in Ambit Energy, but there's a reason why one of them went EC or NC, and the other one is a marketing consultant, a regional, or a senior consultant. And it's because of this. It's because one of those people has 5 years of experience, and the other one has the same mundane 1 year of experience that's been repeated over and over and over again for five straight years. See, the one who went executive consulting or national consultant actually applied what they learned in the real world. They sharpened their skills and they became better the next time. The other one was just going through the motions, never compounded their experiences, never improved incrementally. And that's why we call this business, is a personal development program with a comp plan, with a compensation plan attached to it. But it's only designed for the people who actually apply what they learn in the classroom, if you want to call it that, in our training system. And even if they weren't totally comfy with what they learned, but they apply it to what they do in the field. And I pray tonight that everybody on this call applies what you learn, not just on this call, but on everything that you do. And don't have a mundane year in Ambit Energy over and over, training on people's why, on developing a big why, and the list, and the invitation, and the presentation, and the validation. We hear about what to do with the maybes through the training after we show people the plan. And after we get a yes or a no or a maybe, if someone, wants to become a customer, or if they're a no for now, or, maybe it's something that they're not interested in getting started in the business right now, but that's where follow-up kicks in. And, let's include in that people who you didn't get an appointment with to show the plan, like you attempted to get an appointment with them, and for whatever reason you didn't get a chance to show them the plan. Well, follow-up kicks in. If somebody doesn't join the business as a consultant, then follow-up is going to kick in. And like I said, I'm not sure what percentage of the business follow-up is, but it's got to be at least half of the business, 50%. So we have to follow up with everyone who's not a consultant. And the only time that you cross someone off your list is when they join as a consultant. That's the only time you ever cross them off the list. I remember hearing and watching Debbie Atkinson do a follow-up training where she talked about dripping on people over time. And I'll tell you what, it's the best training I've ever heard in Ambit Energy. It's one of my favorite things. Anytime that I can hear that training or see that training, I just absorb it over and over and over again. And I've absorbed it into my persona in this business. So, and it's something that I bring with me as I go because I've definitely applied it from the classroom to the field. So following up with people and dripping on them, it actually starts at the reason that we show people the plan. And I'm going to clarify that. So follow up and dripping on people, it starts with the reason that we show them the plan. So let me back up for a second and backtrack here. The purpose of putting a name on your list is to contact them about Ambit. That's the purpose of why you have them on your list, to contact them about Ambit Energy, to invite them to take a look. And so the purpose of the invitation is to set up an appointment to then show them the plan at that appointed time. Well, the purpose of showing the plan is to find out what people want, find out what they're all about, so that you can show them how you and Ambit Energy can be the vehicle that will help them get what they want. And that's where the dripping and the follow-up starts. It starts with finding out what people want. In fact, I would say my follow-up radar, if you can call it that, it's on as soon as I meet with somebody to show them the plan. I mean, we all know from the training that 80% of the people we meet with are a maybe. So the people who learn to work with the maybes are the people who will make the most money in this business, because that's where most people are. And the fortune, you've probably heard this before, but the fortune is in the follow-up. And the reason fortune is in the follow-up is this: the best question answers. The best question askers are the best people at follow-up, because your ability to follow up with somebody effectively with people after you show them the plan, it's in direct proportion to the number of questions that you ask them when you're showing the plan. I'm going to say that again. Your ability to follow up effectively with people after you show them the plan, it's in direct proportion to the number of questions that you ask them when you're meeting with them, when you're showing them the plan. So without information about the person that you're meeting with, you have nothing to talk about that revolves around them on follow-up. And if you can't talk with them about themselves when following up. If you can't talk about them when you're following up, then you're probably going to be perceived as boring to them, because the most exciting thing that they can talk about is themselves. So if you take interest in them, you won't be perceived as boring. Or maybe even worse, you're perceived as selfish and pushy because you're just trying to get what you want at that point, because you don't really care about them. So if someone is a legitimate no when you show them the plan and they opt to be just a customer, or they're not willing to put a names list together, as Brian McClure describes and talks about and hammers home in Yes, No, Maybe, that video, Yes, No, Maybe, in Ambit U200, if you go to Ambit University in the U200 section, if you're new and listening to this, and you go through all those videos in Ambit U200, one of the best videos in there is Brian McClure talking about Yes, No, Maybe, because he talks about how to handle and how to go to the fundamental, which is to build a written list to find out if someone is a potential consultant by helping them to build a list. And if they won't build a list, they won't be able to be successful, so it's time to make them a customer, or a no if they don't even want to be a customer at all. But I'm going to give you a key line that will help to accelerate your follow-ups, okay? So these are for people that are kind of like a no. They're a no, they're not interested in getting started, or maybe they're a customer. There's somebody that doesn't join the business. This is a key line in the business, and it's a great line because it's going to set the stage for everything that you do. So this is after someone, you've shown someone the plan and they're not interested. My favorite thing to say to them is it okay to check back with you in 3 to 6 months? Is it okay to check back with you in 3 to 6 months? Over and over and over again to ask that. Don't let anybody, if they're a no or a customer, don't let them leave your presence, okay, without asking them, is it okay to check back with you in 3 to 6 months? And I love to tell them for two reasons. Number one is I want to see how you're doing and if anything has changed anywhere in your life. So is it okay to check back with you on that? And the second thing is I want to let you know how things are going in the business with me since you sat down and took a look at the business with me. You know, I might even say to them, you know, that they may meet or think of the exact person that I'm looking for now that we've met. And if they go out and do what I'm doing, if that person that they thought of is going to go out and do what I'm doing in this business, and they connect that person up with me, that person joins our team, and I give them a chance to sponsor that person, they'll never have to worry about money again for the rest of their lives. And it's okay to say that to people. It's okay to say to someone. I've been saying that to people since I first joined this business as a new consultant. I'd say, listen, if you're going to meet or think of the exact business person that I'm looking for, the exact business partner that I'm looking for, who's going to go executive consultant this like I'm going to go executive consultant, and if you were to connect me up with them and you join ahead of them, you're never going to have to worry about time or money again for the rest of your life. See, that's a great thing to say to people, is to ask them, is it okay that if I check back with you in 3 to 6 months, and then tag on there whatever you want to make sure that you give them, they have some interest in why you're calling them back in 3 to 6 months, but let them know that it's about them and you're going to let them know how things are going for you. And then what I do is I set a reminder to call those people back in 8 weeks. The reason that I do 8 weeks is because 3 months is 12 weeks. That's too long. And I set the tone with them 3 to 6 months. And if you call them back in 8 weeks, they have no idea. You just say, yeah, you told me to give you a call back. You know, you asked me to give you a call back around, you know, in about 3 months, so I'm giving you a call back. They're not going to know. So that way you're compressing time. You're not going to wait 3 months. You're going to wait 8 weeks. That's what I like to do. So one of the things when you're talking, that's just something that you can always say to people after you're done with the presentation if they have not joined your business, and it'll help you to accelerate your follow-up. So when I'm following up with people or when I'm sitting with people, one of the questions that I love to ask people is, how many of these states and countries do you know at least one person in? And I have a list. You can have it. You can print it up right from the PDF presentation where it shows all of the states and countries that are listed. You can also just write them out, type them up on your phone, have a picture of them, whatever it is. But I always like to ask that question with people when I'm following up with them. How many of these states and countries do you know at least one person in? Now, there are 16 states plus Washington, D.C., plus Japan and Canada. So the chances of those people not knowing someone in those states, it's very, very slim. Very slim. So when you ask that question to someone, I love it when they say, well, I know people in three of those states. I'm like, great. My answer is the same. If they say they only know people in one state, that may not be the person that you're looking for. They're not open enough. They may not, they're just, maybe they have only lived in and existed in the same town. That's fine. But I'm looking for somebody that says two or more. And whenever I get a two or more, which is pretty much all the time, I always say to them the same thing. I say, that's significant, because anything two or more means that you probably know the exact person that I'm looking for. And if you connect me up with them, you may never need to worry. You may not ever have to worry about money again. So let's think about it this way. To go from regional consultant to senior consultant in this business, or to get to senior consultant, from marketing consultant, let's call it. To go from marketing consultant to senior consultant in this business, you're probably going to show the plan to 40, 50, maybe 60 people to get there, maybe more. But 40, 50, 60 exposures to show the plan to personally yourself, that means that you're going to have dozens of people to follow up with that didn't join. Some of those people, some of whom, they'll join your team just because, again, because here's a fact. Every single person that you show the plan to that doesn't join your business as a consultant, that doesn't join your team as a consultant, every single one of them at some point in the future, the next day, if something life-changing happens for them in their life, but or maybe it's years down the road, but I can guarantee you this, with an absolute certainty, every single one of the people that says no to you, there is going to be a time where the timing and what they want out of life aligns with what we're doing in Ambit Energy and what you're doing. And if you continually follow up with people and uncover those stones and don't leave any unturned, you will eventually sponsor every single person. So anytime somebody says no to me or they don't join, I just say to myself, they're going to join my team at some point. Because either myself or someone on my team is going to follow up with them at some point, and the timing is going to be right. So they're eventually going to join the team. So follow up is saying what you're going to do and then doing it. That's the key to follow up. See, if you tell somebody you're going to call them in 3 to 6 months and then you don't call them, you failed. Not them. You failed. You missed. You didn't turn over the stone. If you drop off a Success from Home magazine to someone and you don't have a definite time to get it back from them or follow up with them, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. You're going to start chasing people. And when you're chasing people, you lose all of your posture. So do what you say you're going to do. The objective of the follow-up, the objective of following up with people is to get them to the next exposure. It's to book another meeting, to get them to the next exposure of some type. And the types of exposures or follow-up or dripping on people, it could simply be an email with some information or some documents or some links, or maybe it's an invitation to a business presentation or a conference call or a webinar that you told them you'd send over a link to them. Or maybe it's a book or an audio that you want to share with them. Or maybe it's an audio book or an ebook. You know, I have an ebook. I like to connect up with all different motivational speakers who have audios and have books and have different types of things, quotes of the day, like Darren Hardy and John Maxwell and MJ Durkin. And you know, MJ Durkin one time he had an ebook and he sent over a copy of the ebook to us and I said, hey, is it okay if I share this ebook with people? He's like, well, that's the whole purpose of why I gave it to you. And I said, great, is it okay when I'm following up with people if I recommend that they read your book? And I'll tell you, I send that ebook out to people all the time and they thank me for it. It has nothing to do with Ambit Energy, but it has everything to do with Ambit Energy because it gets them in the mindset of what we're doing. And it also gives me a reason to follow up with them, especially if I pick an excerpt from the book that I know that would apply to them and I highlight it and send it over. So it could be a YouTube clip that you recommend to them, or maybe it's a story that you want to share. One of my favorite things to do when I follow up with people is a couple days after I showed them the plan, if they didn't join, I might even say to them, send them a quick text and say, hey, I've got a story that you need to hear. Let's talk when you have a couple minutes. It's a great way to follow up with somebody. Get them back on the phone, stay front and center with them. And maybe it's when you or your team get promoted or you know, you share that with them or somebody that they need to meet that you know, especially people that are in the same town or the same profession even. Or maybe it's an article It's an article or a profile, maybe from Successful Home magazine, that magazine that reminds you of that. Something funny or something touching or inspirational, you know, or it could be just one of those memes that you see out on Facebook, you know, that I love to see from Kirk Horan. He posts a ton of them, you know. Link up with Kirk Horan. You'll get one every day. He does a great job of doing that. Something that will fuel their fire or get them excited or maybe even get them mad, you know, because this business can be built in two ways. You can either build it excited and that works really well, or you can build it mad because you're mad about something and you need to change it. So you can build it excited or you can build it mad, and they both work, and they both work equally well. So sometimes you just need to stir up the hornet's nest with people and get something into their brain that makes them mad. You know, something revolving around their dream or their why. Maybe it's a car or house or it's recreation or whatever. I love to send people postcards from events, especially when I'm at Ambition or I'm hanging out with great people in Ambit Energy, and I can send them a postcard. Sometimes Diana and I will take a picture, and we'll step apart from each other and make believe we're hugging an invisible person, each of us. And then we'll take a picture, have somebody take a picture of that, or even a selfie or whatever it is, and we'll be like, man, we are having a great time out here at the swimming pool at the Omni in Dallas. And your part didn't come out. You know, we'll just send that to them. It's just funny stuff. Anything to get a picture of an event showing fun or lifestyle or people that you're with. You know, maybe it's a picture of a bonus check or a free energy check or maybe it's just a text. Hey, I made my first 100 in Ambit or my first 1,000, or, you know, it only took me 2 hours to make my first 100 or maybe it's this. Hey, I just helped somebody just like you make their first $100. I sat with them for an hour and we helped them make $100 or $200. You know, so we're making $50 to $100 an hour in this thing. Maybe it's a birthday wish. How about finding out what people's birthdays are when you're meeting with them? Anything else that reminds you of them to let them know that they are on your mind. I mean, that's really what you're looking to do. So, you know, those are the keys to follow up. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a little story. When we went to Ambition our first time, we had been in the business for 7 months or 7 or 8 months, and we were regional consultants with 4 consultants in our regional code. And so we had, you know, we had about 10 to 12 or 15 consultants on our team total between our marketing code and our regional code. And we were 14 consultants away from going to senior consultant. So in 8 months, we got to the point where we needed 14 more consultants to get to senior consultant. So that means we had 10 qualified consultants on a team in 8 months. We went to Ambition, and because of the training and the development and inspiration that we had from that, the camaraderie and all of the teamwork that we learned and the people we met, and we were bulletproof, and we came back out of that Ambition and we were fired up. Okay, now we had worked really hard up till Ambition. We were just getting ramped up, but we really kept going after it, you know, after Ambition. So we had shown the plan prior to Ambition to about 60 or 70 people in that prior 7 or 8 months. Then we went to Ambition. And it was at that point that it became a foregone conclusion, once we were armed with Ambition and we were skilled at follow-up and we learned incredible follow-up techniques from people, we came out of that. I remember calling up Jeff Rollins, now executive consultant Jeff Rollins, and we had set a goal to go to senior consultant 2 weeks after Ambition. So our goal was to do in 2 weeks what we hadn't done in more than what we had done in 7 or 8 months before that. So it was a pretty lofty goal. But I called Jeff Rollins up that morning and I said, hey, Jeff, I just want to let you know that it's going to be a controlled, smooth, easy landing into senior consultant today. And we needed 8 more consultants to join our team that day in order to get us to senior consultant. I mean, there were months that went by when we didn't have 8 people join our team. And Jeff was like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? But here's the thing. Because we had shown 60 or 70 people the plan prior to that 2-week stretch of time and prior to that day waking up, all I had to do was follow up with people, because timing was going to be right for some of them. And sure enough, 10 o'clock in the morning, we only needed 7. At noon, we only needed 6. At 2 o'clock, we needed 5. All of a sudden, a couple more came in. And by the end of that day, we had the 8th consultant join our team that day, and we got promoted to senior consultant. And it was because of the presentations that we did along the way that said no. 7 out of 8 of those people that joined that day had said no to us prior to when we showed them the plan earlier. Some of them were 5 or 6 months before. But because we had followed up with them, because we continued to drip on them, because we continued to update them, because we continued to keep ourselves in the front of their mind and them in the front of our mind, we naturally gravitated toward each other and the timing became right and they joined our team. And that's how it is with follow-up, you guys. So I'm going to leave you guys with this. I'm going to give you a nugget of gold, as Norbert Hennessy would call it. This I learned from a gentleman who was making many hundreds of thousands of dollars in network marketing before I joined Ambit Energy. And I'll never forget it because he said, whenever an objection comes up at any time, and a lot of times they come up on follow-up. And when you have an objection come up on follow-up, there's times where you're not able to get a three-way call done with people to get questions answered. It just comes up, schedules and all that. So here's a simple pattern that you guys can use to help things move along. When someone is giving you an objection after you've shown them the plan or you're following up with them, and what it does is it boils down to this. It boils down to slowing things down a little bit and talking things through with people and letting that person know that you're listening to them and you're not trying to close them into the business. And the pattern is this. You're going to repeat the objection. That's the first step. You're going to then ask them why. And then you're going to ask them in addition to that. So those are the steps. Repeat the objection, ask them why, and then in addition to that. If you're taking notes, write that down. That's great. So let's say they have an objection. Let's say they have an objection. I don't have time. So I'm not sure. The person says, you know, I follow up with them. I let them know what's going on. They say, well, yeah, you know, it's not the right time for me. I don't have enough time in my schedule still to do it. It sounds great. Looks like it's going really well for you, Tony, but I don't have time. So at that point, I repeat the objection and I say to them, so Jim, what I hear you saying is that you feel like you don't have enough time to do this business. Does that sound about right? And he says, yes, that sounds about right. And I say, great. So then the next thing I'm going to say to Jim is I'm going to say, why do you say that? So I'm going to ask him why. I'm going to ask Jim, why would you say that? And so it just sounds just like that. So, Jim, why do you say that? Now, he's going to have to give me some more information about why he doesn't have time. It's going to allow him to slow things down at the same time and be able to talk through his own objection on his own. And he's going to say, well, because I've got a lot going on with soccer and the kids and I'm working extra hours at the job and whatever it is he comes up with. And I'm going to say the third step, which is in addition to that. So I'm just going to agree with them. I'm going to say, okay, Jim, sounds like you're busy. But in addition to that, is there anything else that would stop you from building a big business with my help and getting what you wanted out of the business from the prior time that I showed him the plan? Because I know his why. So repeating the objection. So what I hear you saying is you feel like you don't have enough time, right? Yes. Why do you say that? Well, because of this, 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 and that. So in addition to that, is there anything else that would stop you from building a big business? You know, if I'm not sure if we can handle that objection, but if we could, would there be anything else? Now, I give them a chance to tell me what the next objection is. And the reason that you do this is because most of the time, people, when they give you one objection, that's not the real objection. See, then all of a sudden, he might say something like, well, you know, my wife isn't really excited about it. See, now you've got the real objection. So now you've got the second objection, and you can just do the same thing. You can repeat the steps all over again. So what I hear you saying is that your wife is not excited about the business. Does that sound right? Yes. Well, why would you say that? And now he has to tell you why she's not excited about the business. He gets to talk through what the objection is. It slows things down. It lets people process things so that finally you can say to somebody, if they had one or two or three objections, you can say, look, Jim, I'm not sure if we can handle the time thing that you have or the fact that your spouse is not excited about it. I'm not saying that we can handle it, but if we can, then you'd feel better about that. And maybe together, we might have a legitimate shot at doing this thing. Does that sound right? I mean, if we could handle those two things, I'm not saying we could, but there wouldn't be anything else that would be in your way of getting started. And he'll say, yeah, you know, I guess you're about right. And then I'll just say to him, well, great, I think we may have a program for people who don't have a lot of time. Then I'll go into the different things that people, that where we can help people who don't have a lot of time by helping them show the plan, showing the plan for them while they're not there, by driving depth, by using the yes, no, maybe technique that Brian talks about, or lots of other programs that we have for people who have a negative spouse or don't have time or feel like they can't do it. So you guys, I know I've talked a lot on here. I don't want to take up everybody's night here, but I hope that that helps you guys out with some follow-up techniques and maybe some things to help you when people have objections. Definitely stay out there and stay on people. Everyone will join your team at some point if you keep uncovering the stones, if you keep turning over the stones and leave none unturned, you will eventually have everybody join your team. There are a couple of trainings coming up that I want to mention to people. Velocity training coming up in Dallas, Texas this Saturday, the 28th. Fantastic event with Cesar and Sonia Buffoni, Chuck Chance, Ray Perez, and Ward Miller. There's a Super Saturday training coming up in Pittsburgh that Kim and Jim Mason and a whole bunch of other ECs and NCs are putting on, along with Brian McClure and Joey Carter. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's an incredible event right there. Saturday, April 28th in Pittsburgh. And then Saturday, May 5th, there's a Spring Forward training in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where Kirk Horan is going to be up there, along with Tim and Sonia Devine. Myself and my wife will be there, Jay Emma, Jeff Rollins, a whole bunch of other executive consultants, the Sanborns and the Hills that are putting that event on. And then Ambit Power Systems training is coming up Saturday, May 19th in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, with the first consultant ever in Ambit Energy, national consultant Frank Schmeling, along with Jeff Rollins, Jay Emma, Aura Guzman. And I think this is being hosted by Dr. Nancy, executive consultant Dr. Nancy. So you guys, some great events coming up. Use them. Apply the information. Do not let a year go by and have a mundane year. Have a year that brings you to the next phase of your business and the next plateau in your career. Get on to that high life, that high line in this business where you're moving forward. Don't let it be a mundane thing, and apply everything that you learn in the classroom and bring it out into the real world for people. So, hey, Bear, I'm going to send it back to you. I've really appreciated being on the call tonight, and I wish everybody the best in their business as we move forward and crank out the next 75% or so of 2018. We'll talk to you guys soon.
The recording has been stopped.
Folks, I got to tell you something. That was some serious information. If you know anyone in your business that has to do a follow-up, they should listen to this call. That includes you. Here's how you do it. Go to topambitleaders.com. Once again, topambitleaders.com. Give us a day or so to get everything straightened out and upload it. But I got to tell you, you need to listen to this call again. Tony, thank you so much for the information you laid out. It was a lot of stuff. You know, I started taking notes, and then I just started listening. I'm going to be listening to this call again. A lot of great nuggets involved. Really appreciate having you on the call again, sir.
I appreciate you, Bear. We'll see you. We'll see you out there. Make it happen.
There you go. Hold on just a second. I think there's some other people that may want to say thank you. Hold on.